From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later tonight, The Samurai and how we can live that way. Happy 96th birthday, by the way, to Flo in Pennsylvania. Many more, Flo. Thanks for being a great listener. Here's what's happening. A swarm of minor earthquakes near California's Salton Sea is raising concerns about the potential for a big one at the state's San Andreas Fault. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the dozens of tremors began in the early morning on Monday, ranging in size from 2.6 to a 4.6. Not big, but it's the swarm that marks the only fourth time in almost 90 years of modern seismology records that such an incident has occurred in that part of the Golden State, and it has seismologists a little concerned. Democratic supposed nominee Joe Biden has selected Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate, elevating a charismatic blue state senator, former prosecutor, and one-time 2020 primary rival who has built a reputation as an unyielding antagonist of the Trump administration. Harris, the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India, was the wire-to-wire frontrunner for Biden's number two job. Her experience as a battle-tested presidential candidate, her efforts leading major law enforcement offices, and her political track record of three election wins in California helped her overcome a crowded list of contenders. White House officials and Democratic leaders remain at an impasse over another coronavirus relief package, with aid for cash-strapped state and local governments emerging as the latest obstacle in negotiations. The two sides are at odds over whether states should receive additional funding in the next round of emergency aid, and if so, how much. Now listen to this, an announcement by Russia that it will be approving a COVID-19 vaccine after less than 2 months of human testing has prompted alarm among global health experts who say that there's no full trial data that the vaccine is trustworthy. That's kind of scary. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said travelers coming to the tri-state from Hawaii, South Dakota, and the Virgin Islands would be required to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival amid the coronavirus pandemic. This adds to already the many states they have added to the list. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with us here. John, your take on this Russian vaccine, first of all, that doesn't sound too promising.
Well, I mean, stranger things have happened, George. I mean, you know, we talk about, you know, the great, you know, genetic modifications that are going on. A lot of the biotech research, you know, for these new vaccines right now. But the Russians are very different. You know, they use these old viruses that are from aborted fetuses that go back, I mean, literally into the early 1970s. And I don't know if people know this, but, you know, Russia independently of Jonas Salk and they crafted and developed their own polio vaccine. They also developed a vaccine for Ebola that was very effective. And Putin is liking this. I mean, it's a great PR win for the Russian Federation when you consider the fact that they're mired, bogged down in Syria. Their economy has been thrashed because of the crash in worldwide oil prices. I mean, and Putin's approval ratings have been in the tank relative to, you know, usually a 80% level. It really is a major coup, and this is about money, and I'm talking big dollar signs. We're talking about a vaccine that they will manufacture billions of doses before AstraZeneca, out of that Oxford study, which, by the way, are using some of the same kind of dead viruses that mm-hmm. are from those original aborted fetal cells. So Moderna, that the U.S. has invested billions of dollars in to get those doses, you know, they've got months left on these phase three trials where, you know, Russia does things differently. And you know something? They might just pull this off right now. And I, you know that there's a lot of negative talk coming from the makers, but I can tell you this, that they're very worried about Russia beating the other companies to the punch.
Would you get in line for a vaccine with them, John?
Well, I wouldn't do it until I see what the person before me, what their reaction is. And I think people should be waiting a little bit before taking it. But they're doing mass inoculations, vaccinations in Russia with all their medical personnel and all their teachers. And no one has a choice whether to take it or not. We're going to find out very soon whether it's effective.
John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. Facebook said that it has removed 7 million posts in the second quarter for sharing information about the coronavirus, including content that promoted what they say fake preventative measures and exaggerated cures. U.S. bankruptcies are en route to a 10-year high, with 424 companies filing as of August 9th. Doesn't look good. Things are still scary. Let's check in with investment advisor Charles Koppus, author of America's Financial Reckoning Day. Chuck, what do you think? It still doesn't seem strong at all, does it?
Well, you know, George, we just don't see any improvement in the third quarter. You know, the last time I was on your show, I shared the second quarter GDP declined by a staggering 34%. That's very big. And, you know, this is really impacting the airlines as I study things. Hotel, the travel industry is down by 90%, airports, restaurants, commercial real estate, of course, unemployment, and the mortgage defaults, like you're saying, a lot of commercial and real estate. And that could go up by fourfold by next year. That's what I saw in a study. So the economy just seems to be on life support. And this is all through, of course, the CARES Act. We're talking the another stimulus package. I don't know how big that's going to be through the Fed, but this is creating, I think, a dangerous dependency on government, on debt and spending and more largesse, central planning. Even if the vaccine were discovered or distributed, the debt is still going to remain. You know, so it was 300 years ago, historian Alexander Teitler said that liberal democracies only last around 200 years. And they all collapse because of loose fiscal policy or a financial reckoning day, as I say in my book. So, you know, it's probably how people are going to vote this November, because they vote the economy,
mm-hmm.
how that goes. And I just hope I can at least watch some football, maybe. And
Well, you're not going to watch it from the NCAA, Chuck, that's for sure, because they have decided to curtail the season this fall. Maybe they say things will happen in the spring. Thank you. Chuck Koppus' website is his name. See, it's linked up with our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Raymond G. Allen, best known for his role in the popular 1970s sitcom Sanford and Son, has died. He was 91 years old. Allen was known for his role as Uncle Woody Woodrow Anderson on the Norman Lear-directed television show that ran from 1974 to 77. The show followed the irritable patriarch Fred Sanford, played by Red Fox, who ran a junkyard in California. It was a funny, funny show. Up next, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and here's a challenge to you. Let's download the free apps of CriticalHealthNews.com in your app stores, and let's slam that website and try to shut it down at CriticalHealthNews.com. And a toll-free number to call for assistance. There are people listening to the show taking notes to what Doc has to say, because you might be driving or you're in bed and you don't have a chance to write this stuff down. That's 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. As you know, Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben Fuchs join us every 3 weeks, one or the other, as we talk about critical health news and things that affect all of us. Doc, of course, has been doing this for a long, long time. And again, the website, CriticalHealthNews.com, the toll-free number to call for assistance. People there taking notes to what Doc's going to be saying tonight, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will begin to take phone calls with you in about 10, 15 minutes with Doc. So get ready for that, and we'll do it all of next hour as well. Doc, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. You are the greatest as usual. I learned more listening to you in 10 minutes than everybody else all day.
I have a slew of emails that have rolled in from people who say, I can't get on the show. I can't get on. So please ask Doc this question. So I got a list of emails to go through and things like that. But since we last talked, Doc, COVID is still out there and people still seem to be getting sick. What the heck is going on with our immune system?
Well, our immune systems are dead, and that's because nobody's changing anything. The clue, of course, is there right in front of our eyes. When a three-year-old gets COVID, they don't even get a fever. They get kind of an increase in body temperature by a half a point. They have common cold-like symptoms for 3 days, and it's over with, and they go on and play and don't miss a day of kindergarten. They're off and running. When a 63-year-old gets it, they're in trouble.
Yep.
Herman Cain, you know, the multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire. He was the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He was diagnosed with COVID the last day of June of this year. 30 days later, the last day of July, he's dead. Now, they treated him for respiratory distress. When they did the autopsy on him, he didn't have any viral infection of his lungs. He had little blood clots in his capillaries in his lungs, which prevented the oxygen from getting into his heart and his lungs.
Oh, what a painful death.
But that's what the death. See, I'm a pathologist. You know that, George. And so I always ask people, well, what'd they die from? They say COVID. No. When you go back 100 years ago to the Spanish flu, in 6 months' time, 110 million people from India got the Spanish flu. In that same 6 months, 20 million died. They all died from hemorrhaging and blood clots. And that's because of these pre-existing conditions. Now, the pre-existing conditions do not kill you, you know, like diabetes, obesity, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, and kidney failure. They don't kill you, but they give you the clue that your immune system's dead because you've been eating gluten for 30, 40, 50 years, wheat, barley, or oats. Kills your intestines. You cannot absorb the nutrients necessary for your bone marrow to make the white blood cells and the antibodies to kill the viruses and eat them. But also your bone marrow makes the platelets, which prevents all that blood clotting issues that people die from.
Well, Doctor, and I don't want to seem insensitive to people who have come down with coronavirus, but of the 160-some thousand that have died in the United States, in your opinion, and I'm asking you this without statistics, but in your opinion, how many of these folks would have died from some malady or ailment soon as they died from maybe coronavirus?
Well, about 80% of them have these pre-existing conditions. And again, these pre-existing conditions don't kill you, but they're the red warning light on the dashboard of your car. Okay. And so if you get rid of the diabetes and the high blood pressure, you get rid of the arthritis, you get rid of the congestive heart failure, you get rid of the thyroid problems, get your kidneys working so you don't need dialysis, you'll get the coronavirus, and it'll be like being a three-year-old. You just get a minor common cold-like symptoms, and you're okay. Okay? It's the fact that your intestines are dead from
right.
gluten. You cannot absorb nutrients. And then you can't make your bone marrow make the things that are going to protect you. Your bone marrow is your immune system. And all the doctors say, take care of your immune system, take care of your immune system. And I've asked 100 of them, well, how do you do that? What's your immune system? Well, you know, your immune system. They don't even know. And so the excitement here is we have another new CD set. This is two CDs, okay, in a set. And it's named after the book, Rare Earths and Cures. And we have a new DVD. You will love this DVD. It's called Is Your Doctor Killing You? It's the logical follow-up to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Is Your Doctor Killing You?
Wow.
Okay. And we go, yeah, 8,000 people have viewed this already, which isn't much compared to the numbers you get, but it's respectable. And, you know, in just a few weeks, we've had 8,000 people.
That's a lot. That's a lot. By the way, you have on Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific time a live Zoom get-together with folks called Ask Doc Live. And they can go to your website, askdoclive.com. There's also a criticalhealthnews.com link to folks if they want to go to that website, too.
Yeah, 8 o'clock
because,
to 10.
You've been doing that for, what, a couple weeks now?
We've been doing it for about 4 weeks, and it's very exciting. We have a lot of great questions. We just do kind of like a 10-15 minute monologue at the beginning and then have an hour and a half of Q&A. People call in or email us. And so it's really
cool.
Great stuff.
That's a great idea. I've got an email in from John who says, Pharmacist Ben says milk is bad. What is Doc's opinion about milk?
Well, there's two things I like to quote about milk. Number one, what is the baby's first food? Milk.
Milk.
Okay, and
Mama's
then
milk.
The perfect place in the Bible, the perfect place for people who would want to go someplace is the land flowing with
milk and honey.
Well, there you go.
Well, you keep testing me, but I keep passing.
No, you get an A+, George. I knew you'd have the answer. But see, milk is not bad. But you have to, again, appreciate that.
Well, how come pharmacist Ben doesn't like it and you do?
Well, he's a pharmacist. And he's very, very good. You know, if I had to have a pharmacist, if I had to have a prescription drug, he'd be the guy.
He's the guy. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
He's the guy. Very, very good, very capable. And he just is so good with the concept that we can actually prevent and reverse so many diseases with nutrition. He's one of the few pharmacists we have who is a nutritionist. And so I just think he's a blessing to the world. So I just appreciate him. But there's a lot of people, including a lot of vegetarians, who don't like milk. Somehow they think that it's bad because it has fat in it, you know, milk fat. And, of course, fat is good. Your brain is 75% fat.
Sure.
And so I like to tell people a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away. If you eat a stick of butter a day, you cannot fry with it, but you can just, you know, eat it like a popsicle.
Yeah, you don't like it fried with oils or anything like that. You hate that.
I hate oils because they cause plaque in your arteries. Cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol does not cause plaque in the arteries. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. And it's actually oils and heated fats. You know, when you fry in fat and you burn meat and stuff like that, that's what causes the plaque in your arteries, not cholesterol. Now, cholesterol makes up 95% of testosterone. And any man who wants to give up cholesterol and take statin drugs to lower his cholesterol is an idiot because there ain't going to be nobody home.
Interesting take. Okay, email in. I'm a 76-year-old female. I weigh 190 pounds. I have diabetes. I'm waiting to be scheduled for radio frequency ablation on my legs due to some vein issues. Will this help me?
Oh, yes. Basically, she weighed, what, 180, 190 pounds?
190, yep.
190, yep. Okay. Well, again, you have to appreciate that diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency. It's not genetic. High blood pressure, again, we already said, is caused by two things, either plaque in your arteries, and so your heart's trying to pump through a smaller hole, so the pressure goes up to get through there. And then another reason your blood pressure can go up is because the blocked arteries won't let blood into the kidneys. The kidneys don't like that because you can't filter it if you can't get the blood in there. So the kidney releases a hormone called renin, R-E-N-I-N, which drives blood pressure up, hoping to drive more blood through the kidneys. Okay. And let's see, she's overweight. She didn't say how tall she was, but, you know, gal, let's say she was...
Let's say she's 5'6".
Let's say she's 5'6", weighs 150 pounds. She's in good shape, but if she weighs 180, 190, right?
She's overweight.
She's overweight by 40, 50
pounds. Is she obese?
Yeah, I would say anything over 20 pounds overweight is obesity.
Okay.
And, of course, those are pre-existing conditions. They're all nutritional deficiencies. Obesity is caused by nutritional deficiency. When you're deficient in certain minerals, there's two minerals. If you're deficient in them, you develop a behavior called pica, P-I-C-A. Pica is this weird craving to eat dirt and sand and wood ashes out of the fireplace and the stove. Grandma used to do that all the time, you know, 100 years ago. When she'd get these cravings, and during pregnancy, she'd run out in the backyard with a spoon, eat dirt, or eat this the wood ashes out of the stove, and then she'd gain a lot of that baby fat because she'd eat six meals a day instead of three, because she's driven, because her body wants the minerals, so it tells the body to eat, get the minerals, but they just eat pretzels and potato chips and corn puffs and more potatoes and stuff like that, and they gain weight.
The fun stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, so, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this gal needs two of those Healthy Brain and Heart Packs and have two of her three meals a day or keto caramel, either the shake or the meal bar, and she'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And she also needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. She'll lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. Doesn't get any better than that. Blood pressure comes down. If she does have diabetes, she needs to take our Sweetie. She can take three of those twice a day. And don't cold turkey off of any diabetic medication she might be on. Just take her blood sugar. And as the blood sugar begins to drop, gradually reduce the medication based on the numbers. And usually then, George, I get people who are brittle diabetics. I mean, they've gone blind. They've had their feet amputated over 30 years. And
Jeez.
In 30 days, their doctor throws up his hands and says, you know, I don't know why, but you're not a diabetic anymore.
He's baffled, isn't he?
He's baffled because he thinks it's genetic. That's what he was taught in school.
Doc, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and take the beginning of phone calls with you. Tom will take text and tweet calls as well. And, of course, it's Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. Toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're back with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Now, if you don't get on this half hour with Doc, we've got a full hour of calls next hour as well. And again, the website, CriticalHealthNews.com. We're off to a roaring, record-breaking start, so keep plowing away at that website. And the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, I've had some doctors on and some researchers who swear by hydroxychloroquine as a possible fighting, boosting machine against COVID-19, taken with zinc. Have you had a chance to look into this yet, this anti-malaria drug?
Yes, and of course, their idea, being medical doctors, they want to get something to kill. They want to get a chemical, a pharmaceutical, an antibiotic, if you will, antiviral, to kill the virus. They want to get vaccinations. That's all they're screaming about. The Russians have beat us to a marketable vaccine.
Maybe. It seems like they might have. That's true.
Yeah. And so they're thinking in traditional medical way. But the best way, and of course, when you look again at Herman Cain, a billionaire, the CEO of Godfather's Pizza, he only had COVID for 30 days, and they killed him by treating him with these kind of drugs. Okay? He had about a half a dozen pre-existing conditions, and so it was the fact that he didn't have any self-defense is why he died. And so the same thing is true here. I'm going to go back a long time ago. Probably about 10,000 years ago, when they had a seasonal fever would come, every spring a fever would come and kill millions of humanity. And in 1633, a Spanish woman was in Peru and she had the fever, and there was some herbalists there who gave her the bark off the cinchona tree, which had quinine in it, and it killed the bug.
Yep.
The fever. And so she got excited. She took it to Spain and Europe and so forth. And so people in 1633 began to use quinine, the bark off the cinchona tree. But it kept coming back every spring until, I guess it was 1895, a young medical student from England was in India, and the microscope just came out. And so he was looking at the blood cells of people with the fever and blood cells from people who didn't have the fever. And he saw this little black dot on the red blood cells, the ones that had the fever. And he kind of guessed that it was a parasite. Never seen anything like that. It was not in any books or anything, but He figured it must be a parasite. And that's why the quinine was killing it. And it kept coming back every year. And he caught 8 mosquitoes. It's kind of an interesting number. He caught 8 mosquitoes in India, smashed them, looked at them under the microscope, and they had the human red blood cells in their stomachs and their salivary glands with that little black dot in them.
Interesting.
So there was another medical student in Switzerland by the name, this guy was named Ronald Ross, okay, the one who discovered the parasite. There's another medical student by the name of Paul Mueller from Switzerland, and he was a kind of a chemist as a hobby, mm-hmm. and he invented DDT. And he read Ronald Ross's paper about the mosquitoes. He began to spray his DDT on the swamps, and he killed the mosquitoes. And in 6 months' time, the fever that had been killing millions of people every year for 10,000 years was over with. You don't hear much about
it. Well, because they wiped out the mosquitoes, right?
Yeah, they interrupted the life cycle of the parasite by killing the carrier, the vector, the mosquito. And they didn't even have to worry about killing the parasite. And so this is what people have to think about when they think about getting rid of COVID. Don't worry about killing the virus, because that's not what's killing people. Okay, the virus doesn't kill you. Okay, what kills you is those little blood clots and bleeding and hemorrhage and all that kind of stuff. It's not viral infections in the lungs. See, doctors have that one all wrong. And so the thing that's going to stop this is for people to get off of gluten, no wheat, no barley, no oats, live like an Asian, live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables. And, of course, they can have fish and poultry and red meat. But they need to get rid of the wheat, barley, rye, oats, no Cheerios, no Breakfast of Champions, no Wheaties. If they're going to drink beer, they got to drink Japanese and Chinese beer made from rice. Drink wine is okay because it's made from grapes and berries. Yeah, no gluten there. And take your 90 essential nutrients. every doctor, and George, you've heard this. Maybe so I get this on my guests, you know, guest doctors on my radio.
Sure.
And they say, well, you know, I have patients ask me, shouldn't they supplement? And I always tell them, just eat well, you're going to get everything you need. Well, those doctors who say that should be put into jail for second-degree murder. Okay, because you can't get everything you need just by eating well. That would be
Thank
like
God.
Somebody who just got their favorite car, Jaguar, you know, $500,000 car, and he says, what oil should I put in there? The mechanic says, don't waste your money on oil in that car. Just get some dirt from Texas or Oklahoma and put in there. There's bound to be some oil in it. Now, car owner would, and a crazy car owner, insane one, would go out and tell everybody
and do
how
that.
Crazy this mechanic was. He wanted you to just put dirt in your car instead of oil. But when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you get everything you need, people beat their chest and say, my doctor says that I can get everything I need just by eating well, and then they're dead.
Now, you can't get that out of food anymore. Those days are gone.
Well, in fact, there are places, in most places on Earth, you can't get it from your food to begin with. Okay? Nutritional minerals, George, occur in veins like gold and silver and coal. They do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the Earth. That's why there's places on Earth like Hunza, around the Giltar Glacier between Pakistan and China. The average lifespan of those people is 160 years old. And nobody wanted to believe that in the 1920s. And so the New York Times sent their most vicious, aggressive investigative reporter there by the name of James Hilton. And he came back after a year, and he was following a guy who was over 260 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Yeah. And he documented it with fingerprints and everything. He wrote it up in the New York Times. And he wrote a book. This guy's name is James Hilton. He wrote a book called Lost Horizon. It became a very famous movie.
It was a movie. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
that
he
movie.
He invented the term Shangri-La, which is a place where people live forever. Is because they have the highest mineral content in the world.
Wasn't Lee Marvin in that movie?
Yes, very good.
Yeah, I remember that. Let's take some calls for you, Doc. Lining up here. Let's go to Kim in Philadelphia to get us started. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you all?
We are fine. I hope you are, too.
Yes, I am. I am especially fine since I'm talking to you all over the phone. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon.
I'm interested in a type of, I guess this is a skin disease. I'm an African-American, and I went to the dermatologist, and they told me I had the Morgan Freeman disease, the dermatosis papulosa negra.
That's like that patchy disease he has, right?
Yes, it looks like it could be mold. And I have, like, raised moles or spots on my chest and neck.
And when you say you have spots, are you losing skin color?
No.
You're not losing the color, okay. So you're just getting the welts, I guess.
Yeah.
They look like raised moles.
Okay. Now let me ask you one more question. Do you have any bowel problems, any irritable bowel syndrome or celiac disease, or Crohn's disease, or colitis, or diverticulitis, anything like that?
I think I might have diverticulitis.
Okay, well, we already know what your problem is. You have a severe gluten problem. You're not able to absorb nutrients. And what you're seeing on your skin is kind of like a psoriasis thing, raised, itchy, bumpy things. And this is caused by not able to absorb the nutrients necessary to maintain skin integrity. Okay? So, there's a couple of things you have to do. Number one, you got to get rid of all the bad foods that are causing this problem in your intestines, which reduce your efficiency of absorption of nutrients down below 3%, because more severe life-threatening things are going to happen here. And, you know, the people say, well, I've been eating gluten all my life. Why now? Well, it takes 30 years. It's not an on-off switch. It's a 30-year drip, drip, drip. When you get 85, 95% of your intestines damaged, suddenly now your symptoms start showing up because you can't absorb enough of the nutrients. When you can absorb 75%, you cannot absorb 25%, you can still absorb enough nutrition, so you don't see the problem yet, okay? And so that's why the older people get the problem and the younger people don't. So no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no sugar, and then I apologize. How much do you weigh?
Let me go back to her for a second, Doc. How much do you weigh, Kim?
I weigh 177, and I am 5'2".
5'3", 177, Doc.
Yeah, I'd like you to weigh maybe 120, 125. Okay, so you're 50 pounds overweight here, so you got some, you got a couple of pre-existing conditions here. So again, none of the fried foods, no processed meats, no oils of any kind, no gluten, no wheat, butter, annos, no sugar. I want you to eat like an Asian. Switch over to rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables, fish, poultry, red meat. And then I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get our MSM, get one bottle a month of MSM. This is something that helps rebuild the skin, and I want you to take six of those a day. It's a big bottle, so you'll be able to do that with that one bottle, MSM. Take two, three times a day or three twice a day, whichever is easiest for you. And then I want you also to get, I'd go ahead and get the, I'd go with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets because I want you to have circulation into your intestines. I want you to get circulation into your skin and also into your heart and lungs and so forth. And also that will help you and reduce your risk of blood, you know, abnormal blood clots and stuff like that. It wouldn't hurt to get, because you're going to have a great testimony, so it would be great for you to call. You know, you go to the doctor, and he gives you a progress report or a lack of progress report. So when you go to the doctor and you get a status report, you know, give us a call and let us know. Are things staying the same? Are they getting better or getting worse? And we'll tweak it for you.
And, Kim, here's that phone number to call for assistance because Doc's got these people back there writing like crazy. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And the website they have, go to it often because JC puts a lot of great information out there. Here's the webmaster at the criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com. And Kim, good luck with you. Yeah, I've seen Morgan Freeman up close in person, and he does have those welts on his face, Doc.
Okay. Yeah. We should contact him. You know.
What a great actor, too, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Jeez. I would love him. And so let's contact him and proactively say, hey, here's an option for you, rather than just taking steroids like the doctor will give him.
We've got text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, this one in from Justin in Salt Lake City, Utah. Please tell the doctor I want to define my abs. What can I eat that will help this? And P.S., I'm pretty skinny.
He wants some washboard abs, Doc. What can he do?
Okay, well, he's got to get rid of all the bad foods. Okay, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, and oats. He needs to live like an Asian. And you can be a 200-pound guy, you know, eating rice and sweet potatoes with butter on it. You want to be a lacto fish eater, right? A lacto-pisco vegetarian. You want to eat, you know, I eat a lot of smoked salmon, either from Norway or Alaska.
Do you?
And Yeah, I eat a lot of smoked salmon with breakfast with my rice. And I eat tomatoes and cooked carrots and stuff like that. And then, of course, I take all my supplements at the same time. And I do have a rebounder, a sports drink that has 100 nutrients in it because it's very, very high in minerals. We also have cherry mints. We have strawberry kiwi minerals.
Now, do you drink your Tangy Tangerine or you take the capsules?
Well, there's two things. If you take the drink, you're going to get your vitamins and minerals. If you take the tablets, you are going to get an antioxidant. They're not the same thing. They're not interchangeable. Okay, they're not the same formula. They should have given the tablets a different name. But if you have something that you need some anti-inflammatory support to reduce inflammation, don't get steroids. You go ahead and get that BTT, Tangy Tangerine 2.0 tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and inflammation goes away about the same rate as it does with steroids, but you don't get all the negative side effects of the steroids.
Now, for the guy who sent Tom the text who wants those washboard abs, how important is exercise?
Well, exercise is everything for getting washboard abs. You want to hang by your ankles and do upside-down sit-ups. Okay, now, I wrestled in junior high, high school, and the University of Missouri for 6 years, and I played football, and so I was an ab machine. I only weighed 93 pounds. I played middle linebacker in football. Nobody wanted to come my direction. And and I wrestled 120 pounds, even though I only weighed 93 pounds.
That's all you weighed?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was 5'6" and 93 pounds, so I was kind of skinny like that guy. But I was tough. And I've spent 27 years in the military, 7 years in the Army. And
mean, lean machine, huh?
Yep.
For sure, for sure. We're coming up on a break pretty soon, Doc, and lots of folks are still calling, so we'll get to calls next hour as well. Doc Wallach's website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Don't forget, on Fridays, he's got a Zoom get-together with you. It's called AskDocLive.com. Starts at 8 a.m. Pacific time. So wake up early and get online with a Zoom call and talk to Doc, and you can get it through that website, AskDocLive.com. And, of course, the website to go to is CriticalHealthNews.com. Back with more calls and Doc Wallach next.